This is the trigeminal ganglion, a sensory ganglion from the cat, and it's a section through the whole ganglion. So within the ganglion, lies outside of the central nervous system here, these are where the cell bodies lie in this region here, and these are the processes on either side of the ganglion, both towards and away from the ganglion. You can't determine which is the polarity in this section material. So we're going to look for the neurons, the ganglion cells, in this pink staining region here. Once again, it's stained with Luxel blue, and we'll come back and look at the nerve fiber tracks in a moment. So let's zoom in. And these large circular structures that we can see here, these are the somas or cell bodies of a ganglion cell. And you can see they're quite large. And once again, we can see in the middle of them the nucleus and the nucleolus. Same sort of appearance that we saw for the motor neurons. So these are quite large somas on these in the ganglion cells. And once again, we can see Nissl staining in the cytoplasm. Another feature that I can see in this particular cell is a region in the cytoplasm which is paler, just here, which represents the region of the what? The axon hillock. So once again, a pale region within the cytoplasm identifies the axon hillock region for these ganglion cells. They're described as pseudo-unipolar because they look as though they've only got a single pole on them, but they're really bipolar because as it comes out, it bifurcates and branches into two. So a single major process coming off it, but it bifurcates to form the axon and dendritic processes of it. So that's the pseudo. It's not really unipolar. Once again, you can't see the processes extending from the cell bodies. You're just going to have to trust me. So around each one of these ganglion cells, we see a thin layer of cells. So there's the cell body just there. Let me get rid of my line around the outside. Around each one of the cell bodies, we see smaller nuclei and cytoplasm, pinkish cytoplasm associated with it. These cells are the satellite glial cells. And we changed the notes there. We've included the word glial because if you just search for satellite cells, what else are you going to find? Yes, muscle cells. So the cells that lie under the basal lamina of muscles are called satellite cells. So these are satellite glial cells. The two cells have nothing to do with each other. So all of these cells surrounding each one of the ganglion cells are glial cells. And because they are around the cell body, they're the satellite cells of that. And so every single one of these have glial cells directly associated with the cell body, and significantly smaller. Now, just like we saw for the spinal cord, wherever we see blue here is myelin. But this is now out in the sensory ganglion, so we're going to see myelinated axons, which are myelinated as peripheral axons. And even at low magnification, you can see that it has this sort of herringbone appearance of alternating light and dark staining. And this is present through all of the axon area that we can see here. So I'm going to zoom in on just a small region of the myelinated fibers, because this is what these all represent, the myelinated fibers. These are cut in longitudinal section, and in some regions, like here, we can see the axons cut in cross-section. So the pink staining structure in the middle of this round donut is the axon itself. The blue layers on the outside are the myelin, and the white area that's missing here is the lipid that's missing from the myelin sheath following the histological processing. So this is a cross-section of an axon. And if you take this same axon and cut it in longitudinal section, it'll look like this structure here. So the pink region in the middle here, this is really the axon of the neuron, of those ganglion cells we just saw. I'm just going to move it around and see if I can find a nice version of the thing that I want to show you. This is probably a good one here. So in this region here, we can see the axon running down through the middle here. And because of the way in which they're wavy, they're usually wavy, they generally appear and disappear out of the plane of sectioning. So you may not be able to follow an axon along its length. Now, the pink structure in the middle was the axon itself, but the herringbone structures we can see associated with it, and they form these V-shaped structures like this along its length. These are part of the way in which the Schwann cells are wrapped around the axon, and the spaces between them are known as the Schmidt-Lantemann clefts. So the description is the Schmidt-Lantemann clefts is this herringbone or the pale region between it, and the dark staining blue region here is the neurokeratin, so of the myelin sheath. So you can see this V-shaped neurokeratin region here of the myelin sheath. So remember, there's a protein component to myelin, and that remains behind in the stained blue, and there's a lipid component which is lost, and in the histological sections looks white. And these are the Schmidt-Lantemann clefts, the clear regions between the dark staining areas, and they are not nodes of Ranvier. So don't confuse them with the nodes. These actually lie between the nodes in the myelinated regions. So this represents a repeated structure in the way in which the myelin's wrapped around the axon. So in this particular section, you should be able to identify ganglion cells, the satellite cells, there's a beautiful one just there, the Schmidt-Lantemann clefts, so there's the axon, there's the triangular structures, and the clear space between them of a single axon just here. Also, you'll notice, as you look around this, you'll see various cells which appear darker or folded up. These are also ganglion cells, but preservation is very poor in ganglion cells when you try and fix them, and so these are dying ganglion cells. They've not been fixed early enough, and so they begin to die. They become dark and contract and don't look round. I'll stop there. You can have some questions answered. Identify those features that are listed in your notes.